Kansas State University researchers have reported a breakthrough in developing wheat-based foods that contain lower amounts of gluten, a discovery that may lessen the adverse effects of those with celiac or other autoimmune diseases. Scientists from K-State's Wheat Genetics Resource Center and the USDA's Agricultural Research Service, in partnership with Kansas Wheat, successfully used a gene editing technique known as CRISPR-Cas9 to reduce the presence of two types of gluten-coding genes called gliadins that are known to be abundant in immunoreactive peptides. Gluten is a protein often found in wheat, barley, and rye. When people with celiac disease eat gluten, their body mounts an immune response that attacks the small intestine and the small finger-like projections known as villi that help the body absorb nutrients properly. According to the Celiac Disease Foundation, celiac disease affects 1 in 100 people worldwide, but only about 30% are properly diagnosed. We were very surprised that once we edited those genes, we reduced the immunotoxicity caused by gliadin genes in the wheat by 47-fold, said Edward Oknov, University Distinguished Professor in K-State's Department of Plant Pathology and Director of the Wheat Genetics Resource Center. Okunoff leads a group of scientists applying advanced methods of genomics, genetics, and genome editing to improve wheat. In this project, the editing of gluten genes was performed by postdoctoral researcher Zaitong Yu. Okunoff said gluten likely will never be completely removed from wheat since it is important for bread making. Gluten provides the texture, flavor, and moisture in such products as bread, noodles, and more. In our edited lines, we also found that while there was a reduction in toxicity due to lower levels of toxic gluten molecules, we did not have any reduction in the dough quality that is important for bread making, Okunoff said. That's extremely important. We achieved these two seemingly contradictory objectives, reducing toxicity but maintaining the ability to develop quality dough. Okunoff added that even though reduced levels of gluten achieved in this study won't make wheat immediately safe for those with severe levels of celiac disease, it is important to step forward. The very nature of scientific study in wheat breeding means varieties with reduced gluten content may not be available to consumers for many years. Aaron Harries, the Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, said the trait would not be included in all new varieties and most likely would be grown under contract with food manufacturers. Wheat research is focused on developing new varieties that meet the demands of the consumer, both domestic and international, Harries said. Developing wheat that is safer for celiac sufferers decreases the number of consumers forced to consider wheat alternatives. CRISPR-Cas9 is a genome editing tool that is faster, cheaper, and more accurate than previously used methods of genome engineering. K-State Research, which has received funding from Kansas Wheat, USDA's National Institute for Food and Agriculture, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is published in the November 17th issue of the Plant Biotechnology Journal. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.